Oh, here we go. Saturday, April 17th, 2021. Again at Lynchpin, with these phrases that we have, they're not just things that look good on the wall. We live by them. And one of the most well-known being that we do what is effective, not what's popular. And today brings that home. Today's workout is four time, or not, a 5,000 meter row. Bang, there you have it. How great is that? Once a week also we put in exactly that. It says for time or not, because we don't want you just working out for a week or a month or a year. I want you working out for decades, your whole life. And in order to do that, it has to be sustainable. You have to modulate both the load on your body but and your mind. And that clock, we live under the pressure of that clock every day, so once a week, not running the clock can be a wonderful reprieve, a wonderful pressure release that keeps you sane and happy and it keeps you enjoying walking into the gym. That's what we want. You can always feel authorized not to run the clock on any workout that you choose. But some people will never do that unless we specifically say. So once a week we tell you. So if today, if you're feeling fired up, you're feeling froggy, and you want to get after it and set a new PR or PB on that 5,000 meter row, go ahead. It gives you the four-time option. But if you're like, you know what? Man, this week's been challenging for me for whatever particular reason. I'm just feeling a little groggy. You just want to casually row a 5,000, get in a nice stretch and go home. You've got that option. So for time or not, 5,000 meter row. Other equipment conversions. You could replace each 5,000 meters of rowing with 5 kilometers of running, or 12,000 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike. That sounds awful, okay? But that's what it shakes out to. 12,000 meters on the Rogue Echo Bike, the Assault Bike, or the Schwinn Airdyne, 5,000 meters on the Concept 2 Ski Erg, 10,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg, and if you're using an Air Runner, reduce the distance by 25%. We've got a video showing rowing. Super fitness robot times today. This is if you're going for it, okay? This is data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. Men, 19 minutes and 3 seconds. Women, 21 minutes and 47 seconds. More likely time, men, 20 minutes, 26 seconds. Women, 23 minutes, 39 seconds. That's data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. I'm still even really impressed with those more likely times, quite frankly. So don't get dejected if you're not even going to meet those more likely times. You are wherever you are, and you're only measuring yourself against yourself. That's not a cliche phrase. That's how you want to do business, to be in this game for a long time. So just do your row, log your score, life is good. Scaled option, just for 20 minutes, you get what you get. For 20 minutes, run, bike, or row for distance. You'll be good to go. Limited equipment option. They don't have a bike or a rower. Run a 5K. No equipment for time or not. Run a 5K. Accessory work, optional as always. We've got a couple either ors today. First one's for midline. Either L-sit, accumulate 1 to 2 minutes. We've got a video. Or sandbag or D-ball bear hug, static hold, accumulate 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the loading. Then the other either or, it's either the wall walk, 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled, we've got a video showing that, or Turkish get-ups. 3 rounds of 7 to 10 reps with the left arm, then 7 to 10 reps with the right arm, resting 1 to 2 minutes between each one of those rounds. You choose the loading, and we have a video showing that as well. Cool down and stretching for the day, as always. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. Foam roller for the back and lats. You can do darn near your whole body. And then trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side also. Each one of those has a video. Just like that, time is ripping by. We're like halfway through April 2021 right now. Absolutely blows my mind. Thank you to everybody all around the world. A sincere, from my heart, thank you for being a part of what makes Lynchpin so special. We have somehow, I don't know how, accumulated a global community of truly wonderful people that, like, get it. I don't know how, like, we don't have those egos and drama, and they're just really good, cool, supportive, wonderful community that just helps pick each other up, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm right there with you. So keep up the good work. Keep being awesome to each other. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and we'll talk again later.